Aging with agency, building resilience, confronting challenges, and navigating elder care, by Sandy Peters, narrated by Diana Gardner, published by North Atlantic Books. You can find the map of the psyche, the resource guide, and the annotated selected bibliography in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. To the many elders who trusted me with their inner life, and my many teachers who showed me the possible. Forward. Imagine you're walking on the beach. You're an elder, or a friend or family member of an elder, or a professional in the field of elder care. What does it mean to grow old well, you wonder? How to meet all the many challenges one must face? How also to embrace the rich opportunities of later life? A woman wanders up to you, this is a bit of a fairy tale, and says, "Come with me, learn from me. I offer knowledge. I will teach many things that will help you deal gracefully with growing old, including those elements of aging people most fear, needing assistance with daily living, experiencing the loss of loved ones, perhaps suffering cognitive decline and memory loss. Being knowledgeable, being prepared, is always to the good." But then a man wanders up from the other direction on the beach. "You should come with me," he says. "I offer you more than just knowledge. I offer wisdom. I will teach you how later life is a special time, and how you can use it to go deeper into oneself and grow closer with others, and even with the divine." Both sound important. You stand there by the sea, wondering which person to follow. Knowledge is as innumerable as the grains of sand on this beach, so in your mind you call the first messenger Sandy. But as your gaze falls on the large rocks that form a natural pier, you reflect that wisdom is like a rock that withstands shifts of wave and tide. You think of Jesus saying to Peter, from the Greek Petrus meaning rock, that he will be the rock on whom the church is built. So in your mind, you call that second guide Peter. You still waver. Knowledge or wisdom? Sandy or Peter? And this book magically appears in your hand. And it's written by none other than Sandy Peters. I said this was a fairy tale, but I never promised it would be a good one. You laugh. You leaf through the book and find that it includes both knowledge and wisdom, practical need-to-know information, alongside deep spiritual teachings, all designed to help us grow old well. But what does that mean? Let's continue to play with words, such as the phrase, grow old. To grow, according to the dictionary, is to increase, develop into maturity. But do we experience our aging process as a time of increase and development? Not usually, not for most, and not in our culture. Instead of growing old, perhaps in 21st century America we should call it shrinking old. Our society and its institutions and media, right down to insulting birthday cards, often portray later life as a time of shrinkage, physical, cognitive, social, financial. Don't we fear our physical mobility shrinking, along with our cognitive skills, creativity, independence, and time left on Earth? It's no surprise that many of us oscillate between dread and denial of the aging process. So much for growing. What of the word old? Etymologically, it derives from the ancient Indo-European root al, meaning to grow, nourish. There's that word growth again, and the rich resonance of nourishment, which can take inward and outward forms. But we don't tend to have nourishing associations with the word old. The word connotes something out of date, slow, over the hill, the very opposite of sexy, vital youth or the shiny excitement of the new. Who gets excited about an old idea, an old sofa, or for that matter, an old person? This book helps us to shift into a whole new paradigm of growing old. In many ways, This is also the recovery of an old paradigm of growing old, one associated with many ancient and traditional cultures that revered the figure of the elder. The elder was associated with wisdom, spirituality, compassion for other people, and care of the earth unto the seventh generation. But we have to do our inner work to become an elder. It's not just a matter of chronological longevity. From this perspective, the process of aging, when embraced, can be fulfilling and transformative. We're eldering ourselves. Often when we're young, we're simply too busy, too preoccupied with ego formation and with building a family and career to have much focus on soul development. Aging brings losses, but also opportunities for exploration and deepening. In later life, we can feel nourished by the long life journey we have taken, the other lives we have created or touched, the unlived life we can still experience as we explore new activities and unexpressed sides of the self, and even the eternal life that shines bright within and without. This book is a guide filled with knowledge and wisdom to help us wander into the wilds of later life with greater assurance. To use a more technological metaphor, perhaps this book is like a Swiss Army knife, a kind of tool of tools. Such a knife might include a corkscrew, tweezers, scissors, a screwdriver, or a number of other tools, so its owner can use the appropriate implement to address a variety of challenges. Analogously, different chapters in this book are designed to help us meet different later life challenges. How do you access resources on aging within your community? How can you accept and work with memory decline, your own or a loved one's? How and when do you locate optimal arrangements when living independently is no longer an option? Aging with Agency offers pragmatic help for these and many other questions. It is not just outward challenges that this book is designed to help with, but also those inward challenges of becoming an elder. Peters teaches that we can continue the process of soul growth even though the body's powers are diminishing. In fact, she shows us that diminishment, when worked with skillfully, often provokes soul growth. When power, status, wealth, and health are diminishing, that situation provides the needed time and the severe challenges that accelerate the search for God and true self. She quotes gerontologist Jane Thibault's notion that aging creates a kind of natural monastery. Just as a monk chooses to stay immobile in order to go on a spiritual journey, to simplify life in order to free up time and energy for soul work, so the austerities of aging may gift us with a monastic experience whether we choose it or not. But whether we choose it or not can make all the difference. As Peters writes, we all most likely know old people who refuse to be elders, unwilling to face the challenges of working with their shadows and revisioning their values. They attempt to return to a time when life was easier or more satisfying. They may be old, but they refuse to move into the aging process and instead cling to former, outworn modes of thinking, behaving, and feeling. The result can be the stereotypically sad, bitter, self-righteous, or self-pitying curmudgeon. Perhaps we've known such old people, or at times been one ourselves. This book is designed to help us, and our loved ones or clients, avoid such a fate. How so? Again, there is no single answer. We need knowledge and wisdom of many sorts. So here, too, the book, like a Swiss Army knife, offers many tools for soul work. It teaches us about the Erikson's stages of development, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and Jung's notion of the self and its individuation as we incorporate our repressed shadow side. Peters offers many different techniques of meditation, whether on the cushion or while striding through the world. She supplies questions and exercises to help with inner exploration. She draws on examples from many secular and religious sources. She herself is deeply steeped in different spiritual traditions, both Western and Eastern. This book will unfold the psycho-spiritual tools appropriate for you, or perhaps for the aging family member or client you are assisting. So I hope you enjoy this book and find it of great use. May you discover knowledge and wisdom that inspire you. A famous chapter in the ancient Chinese text Tao Te Ching reads,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?